This episode of Front Page Tech is sponsored by Vabble.com. Collaborating with other creators is one of, if not the most organic way of growing and increasing discoverability of your channel. With Vabble, you are joining a full-blown social network designed just for creators like you to build a profile, share your content, and connect with similar creators. Take your channel to the next level by going to Vabble.com and joining today. And yes, it's free. And of course, we thank Vabble for supporting this show. What is going on, my lovely lovers of tech? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Happy Monday, if there is such a thing, which there isn't. News. Microsoft has officially rolled out an invite-only testing system for Outlook Premium, a service that we've been hearing about and that Microsoft hopes people will pay for to get some added features into Outlook, including a distraction-free inbox, meaning no ads in your inbox. Number two, some added calendar functionality and some sharing options. And number three would be five, the ability to add five personalized email addresses, meaning your own domain. So you won't have to have john@outlook.com. It'll be john@frontpagetech.net. But is it worth paying for? So Microsoft says that this service will actually be free to those of you who are subscribed to Office 365, but most of you aren't. So you'll be paying $3.99 a month. Now, to the tens of you out there that are already subscribed to Office 365, maybe getting this for free makes it worth it. Or maybe you are interested in getting the five personalized email addresses. To me, it would be easier and cheaper for you to just pay once a year for a domain on your own, on a different registrar, not just GoDaddy, but pay $10 a year for a .com domain name and link that to your Gmail account or even an Outlook account. Boom, that's already cheaper. This is just a way for Microsoft to make money. What do I know? I'm just a tech news show host with my own email. These are a thing. Google has rolled out some brand new icons for Google Play services, some revamped icons featuring a flat design and some candy colors. Before, there wasn't really anything differentiating Google Play services, but now with these icons, they hope to do just that. Welcome to the show that we'll talk about a news story just because a company saved a new Photoshop file. You can now get an iPhone SE for $299. That is $100 off of the original price, and you do this by going through Walmart. In fact, they've taken $100 off of every iPhone in store, as well as some Samsung products, being the S7 and the S6. So you want $100 off? Go to Walmart. But there's a catch. The discount is only valid if you purchase these phones in store and you buy into a monthly installment plan for AT&T, Sprint, or Verizon. And the $100 off comes in the form of your monthly bill. I mean, to be fair, this still is not necessarily a bad deal. It's actually a pretty good deal. So if you're interested, go to your local Walmart. The offer is good from now through June. People that need dealios, unite. Walmart has a dealio for your butt. What? Last week, we reported that Netflix had totally admitted to throttling video streams coming from Netflix to most mobile networks, saying that the video streams that you're seeing on your phone are most likely 360p, and that's only because they want to look out for the users. They want to make sure you don't go over your data cap. And then everyone was like, whoa, man, why didn't you tell no one before? And then, well, what about net neutrality? Are you allowed to do that? Well, FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler said, sure, why not? In fact, Mr. Wheeler stated that the only people that really need to follow net neutrality rules are ISPs. They don't actually regulate what they called edge providers, which just a fancy way of saying the people that are actually providing the content. So, according to the FCC, Netflix doesn't count. Guys, I'm curious, what do you think needs to be done here? What are your thoughts on what net neutrality entails in its entirety? What do you think we should be doing about this? Is Tom right and we shouldn't worry about it, or is this actually an issue? Let me know in the comment section below. So that's the show. If you liked it or learned anything, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. You can follow us on Twitter, bam, right there. Keep an eye out on social and everything like that. A lot of stuff going on this week, including a brand new show for me and another company. It is directed specifically towards YouTube creators. That'll be on a different channel. I'll let you guys know later in the week. But until then, I shall see your faces.